The short shelf life of the power guy's plunder mentality, premised on the false. This plunder mentality as economic theory. Truth, however, begins with heart. It will be heart. Heart is the destination. In the Demonstrating Dominance Project of the Power Guys section of the October 30th, 2016 show, our last show, we referred to a New York Times article about the demise of the Canada-Europe Trade Pact. But we didn't mention who the authors blamed for this what they considered unfortunate fact. Resistance, which that very day was overcome, and so the treaty was signed anyway. They blamed dairy farmers in Belgium. And a subsequent article tells us that the dairy farmers on the Canada side didn't want it either. Quote, the Canadian dairy farmers have organized occasional protests against the trade deal, including parades of tractors and cows on Parliament Hill in Ottawa. But their opposition has been fairly muted, in part because the government has promised to compensate them if the deal hurts their business. Unquote. The dairy farmers were concerned that the Canadian system of regulating the dairy industry, which protected them, would begin to be eroded. And with the deal, the erosion has so begun. Continuing with this excerpt, this quote, for the moment, the system remains largely intact, and any direct harm from the new trade deal may not be great. Mr. Caddy, a third-generation dairy farmer, said he thought that small cheesemakers in Canada might be hurt by new competition from Europe, but that dairy farmers would not see large losses, unquote, from Safe for Now, Canadian Farmers Fret Over Trade Deal by Ian Austin, The New York Times of November 1st, 2016. The article also mentions that, quote, consolidation in the industry already seems to be happening. The number of companies buying the Thompson Farms milk has shrunk to a handful, he said, and none are local. He doesn't even know which companies own the two suburban Toronto dairies where his farm's milk is now trucked. Unquote. We are in the time of the contortions and convulsions that Rosa Luxemburg wrote about. The time when the servants of power sent to privatize the globe have worked themselves out of a job, and what they believed was a well-oiled machine has dramatically slowed. So we read in the New York Times of October 31st, the article, little noticed trade fact, it's no longer rising. The Walmart era of the 90s has given way to a new reality. This is by Benjamin Applebaum. Quote, India is not China Redux. Most trade flows among developed nations. The McKinsey Global Institute calculates that 15 countries account for roughly 63% of the global traffic in goods and services, and for an even larger share of financial investment. China joined this club the old-fashioned way. It used factories to build a middle class, and this, of course, is all propaganda, but let's move on. But the automation of factory work is making it harder for other nations, this whole notion of this, I mean, this whole concept of development is what I meant. But the automation of factory work is making it harder for other nations to follow. Donnie Roderick, a Harvard economist, calculates that manufacturing employment in India and other developing nations has already peaked, a phenomenon he calls premature deindustrialization. The weakness of the global economy is exacerbating the trend. Infrastructure investment by multinational corporations declined for the third straight year in 2015, according to the United Nations. It predicts a further decline this year, unquote. Remember the Ovid story. Remember the Ovid story of Erisithon that we mentioned in Revealing Division. who was punished with the disease ever-eatingness by the goddess of the harvest for cutting down her favorite tree around which the dryads danced. Well, Ovid's truth speaking to power, insight, and prophecy was stunning, particularly given how early he gave it, around the same time as Jesus was speaking his truth to power and being paid with persecution. And Ovid was likewise and predictably punished. We are now at that moment foreseen by Ovid and Marx, writing in his Grundrisse on his breakdown theory, a truth-telling to those servants of the power guys, political economists, among whom he, to some degree, had previously been numbered. Those producers of the fanciful economic theory that the deputies of power could eat the earth ad infinitum, and there would always be more self-generating, abstractly, magically, self-valorization for them to use to keep the people busy, if not fed. And Rosa Luxemburg also gave power her heads up. Quote, sweating blood and filth with every pore from head to toe characterizes not only the birth of capital, but also its progress in the world at every step. And thus, capitalism prepares its own downfall under ever more violent contortions and convulsions. And that's in her The Accumulation of Capital. And you can download free Unpacking Democracy to get the fuller quote, as well as Revealing Division from the Tools page of the Nascent's website.